Okay, we were doing makeup.
Ooh. Mascara, don't put it on within a few days.
Don't wear makeup at all, you said.
Was that up to that part already?
You just started. You said you would start again.
Page 25.
So
before the feeler, she has to remove all makeup. Now, panel vana from her eyes and her face.
The opposite.
Well, it's always the opposite, right? Chenosha Matsai says to panay. Whatever you can understand. Anybody, a woman that puts on nail polish. She has to remove the nail polish before the feeler. Everybody can speak English, so it's mascara. Kivan shekoshel asir, since it's difficult to remove mascara, which, what did you say, mascara's on the eyes, on the eyelashes?
On the eyelashes.
So then it's
thicker.
So since it must be difficult to...
For Simon.
Since it's difficult to remove
it...
No, that was
Simon said last week he did it.
Not mascara, something else.
Yes, he did.
Okay, whatever. If Simon comes, we'll hear Simon out. We don't have to discuss him when he's not here. Here is your question.
It's a lot easier if you can't hurt us this way.
Since it's difficult to remove, Roy Shalit to offer as a now Kama Yom Kaidu Tfila.
Okay, now.
But that's not halach. He's saying Roy.
Right, but Bizman Azar, when they have better removers. So it
his
doesn't
say was written last year.
Sorry, I was wrong there. How would you know that mascara is hard?
But if they have a better remover,
maybe after Obama started running for president, he changed it.
Yeah, black. Oh, black. Mascara is black, right?
Cut all of it. So
oh. Well, he's black. He's definitely black.
Maybe that's why he's black. He's got mascara on him.
Do you discuss the Shetel talk?
He's not American. Does anyone know about that? He doesn't even have an American birth certificate.
Hawaii has a copy of it.
That's questionable, but if he wins tonight, even if he wasn't born here, then basically
the
Democrats
are the same. Oh, yeah?
Where is he from?
Nagy Hillary.
Then it would be Hillary.
So she shouldn't put on a few days before.
Fantastic is included.
Now there's a problem with this pasuk, because if you look in Shulchan Aruch says it's perfectly mutter to be titled with makeup on.
Is that makeup that stayed on, like you did it once and it stayed on for a long time?
Either, whatever it is.
No, because this stuff, if it doesn't stay on, it'll look good. She may be mutter.
We'll get
if it starts to fall off, then she's not good on already. If it stays on, it still looks good.
Let's cover all of it. What's the problem? There's two problems that could be with makeup.
Chatzitza.
Well, that is the overall problem we have here.
But in that, there are
right. Good yoni. That was yoni.
She doesn't want it there.
What?
She doesn't want it there.
Well, if she doesn't want it there, meaning if it's only half on, the kuliyama, that's chutzis, because she doesn't want it there.
Right. And if it looks good, then she doesn't want it. If it's whole on, she wants it specifically.
Right, so it's an issue whether it's for noi, meaning there could be that anything that's on the body for noi is not a chutzis, because she wants it there. Same thing would be with rings. Right?
Well, one second. We're not talking about nail polish, right? That we already decided.
Nail polish?
It's a goof of bifnas.
Oh, so one second. And then, but then there's also a mamish. Is there anything to it? So if the ink or the makeup has nothing, there's no mamashes to it, so maybe that won't be a problem either. Meaning,
like the shops,
do you need both requirements, or one, or do we pass them one way or the other, or either one? Right. So it seems like either one would suffice to be makeup. Right.
Either one would suffice if it either had no mamashas or it wasn't nigh, then
right.
It would not be.
It seems so that's where it becomes the tumult in the Chayskin. Alright, so let's see Mem Gimel. Yes, Asha Pasuk Shulchan Aruch Tetzevas Achovas Shetzoyves Hanoshim Apmein Eine Chayzitz. Maizel Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that makeup that goes on the face is not a chatzitzit. This would be a very good thing for women that have to go to the mikvah on Friday night. right? Especially if there's a chuppah nida and the kala has to go to the mikvah the first time. Shabbos Sheva Brachas, that's like a big issue. Because Shabbos Sheva Brachas is the kala, you know, and she's coming without makeup. It's a little obvious what's going on.
That's not a reason, though.
And maybe it is.
Why? For mitzvah, we say people know that you're going to mikvah.
But again, the Shulchan Aruch
Paskins. Because they know we're not going to
but the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Tzeva, Shetzeva, and Nashim Aprein, ain't a chutzitz.
I mean, he's still hustling. We have to
talk about this. Why is he going against the
Shulchan?
Where do we turn around?
That's where we're going to go. Uletas Kamach, Reinem Hainu, Afilu, but Tzeva, Sheyesh, by Mamish. According to many Achronim, it's even Tzeva that has Mamish, meaning Mascara must have Mamish. Right?
Yes, I mean.
It's like the marshal, if you had ink on your hand that you wrote with your pen, that's not mamish.
Right, he said that. He talked about ballpoint pens before.
Yeah, we had that. But that's not a mamish. Right? You're supposed to try and get it off. If you can't, it's fine.
If there's a question afterwards, then there's no reason to go back.
So the way you have to see, right? So even if it has mamish, I'm a Venus Adam, we should Pnei Aryeh, we should Karen the David, we should Igros Moshe. That they all say that you do have to be makir.
Do you know why? Also, you be makir on the Shulchan Aruch as well.
Oh, because we have that Ramah. First thing off, you have that Ramah. Way back.
It says
l'chatchila, you shouldn't have any chatzitzas on the body.
But over here, the Ramah didn't say anything.
Well, he should have said it here. I think I saw that in some of the Swarm that that's a Tana. But he doesn't say it by any, he just says it once in the beginning. Right? So maybe that applies to everything. They shouldn't have l'chatchila, you should have nothing on. Yeah, because makam refar noigas an noshim, she'enon toilos afilu b'tvarim she'enon chaytetim k'moshe kazor ramah. Oh, that's because of the ramah, so the meaning is that women don't mix it with anything. V'kavur le'el, k'moshe er ha'goin bal igros moshe. So now, the first thing is the Ramah. Fine, so that's a minute. Right? But then, what happens if some of the makeup runs in the mikvah? Right?
When it's in the mikvah?
Then it becomes.
When does it go in the mikvah? No, that's like. Because
water makes makeup run.
The water has to touch already.
Then it becomes. We're saying that this is makeup that she wants there. Half makeup she doesn't want.
But the water, once the water touches her, that means she's already done.
Of course.
But once the water touches her, she's already in the water, and then she's already in the mikvah, so it's not.
When she goes down to here, maybe the mikvah is here, before her whole body's in, it starts running.
It's not to make a whole waterproof line of makeup.
For that matter, what if she washes it off inside the mikvah?
And then she goes down again,
yeah.
Then she'd be okay. But she has to make sure there's no makeup on her. Right? That's not called noy anymore. To have a half made up face. Everybody's going to wear that chaitis. I'm physically true. Therefore, because of these two reasons, the Ramah and the Chashash, that the makeup's going to run, that's why she has to take off the makeup. Women are makir to take their makeup off before they go to sleep. I don't know if that's true or not.
It's a generalization. That's probably right. Depends on the
They sleep with the stuff like the cucumbers on.
Why can't they just sleep like this? They could sleep on the back with the head straight up.
They sleep with a slip on it though. That prevents the makeup from.
Right, the rabbit says that by a ring. That we saw already, right? Kivan, did we see that? She's mocked with to take it off when she's kneading the dough. Even though she's not makar b'shas tefila, have a chatzitza. It's chatzitza. Right? We discussed that if it's at any point in a woman's time, and in any time in her life, that she takes off whatever it is, then that's enough to be called a chatzitza. So you can say, oh, let's say a woman.
He says rule.
It's not apples to apples.
Why?
Because the ring doesn't change, but makeup has a lifespan. In other words, maybe it's good for a day, maybe it's good for 3 days. But at some point, it's no longer good, and it's just going to, anybody would take it off. So you have to.
So it should be called. She can't make it.
No, because it depends when it is. If she just put it on, if she's going to a wedding and she just went to a makeup place and got her whole face done, then she definitely is not taking it off. Okay. Then it should be like a ring that she wouldn't remove.
Mind, so she's going to take it off
eventually, but that's not now. Not when it looks like it's
on. No one has mocked it on it when it's so fresh.
When it no longer looks good, then she'll take it off. But when it looks good, then it's like a ring she wouldn't take off.
I hear that time. Unless you say no, you go with makeup. Doesn't make a difference. You're going to say, 5 minutes later, now it's already old, the makeup, so she's going to take it off. You just say that women take off the makeup. Well, here's the next kind of too. Let's say this woman does not, right? Because she knows Dave gave her this great answer. Right? You still would go bust a roiv, right? We had that before also.
Yeah.
You go bust a roiv nashim, and roiv nashim take off their makeup before they go to sleep.
You took a poll, like, how do you know that it's right?
I have no idea how it's
right. You see with the amendment on the right side of the booth. Yes or no?
You voted?
Yeah, you asked that question. It
wasn't
a amendment.
I don't
know.
I know.
I never voted in my life.
So the
Chayyim,
what comes out of it?
Where does he vote, though? That's the question.
Oh.
It's bad if he votes in New York. Who cares? It's going to help
him. It says if you vote in Los Angeles, it still matters. Amendment.
Yeah, but not for presidential election.
You don't get it. My father told me yesterday. I was like, because if he does something like that, it means it's not a deal. Because he's not.
There's a proposal to define marriage as between a man and a woman. If it wins, that means there'll be a marriage.
It's never going to win.
That's not necessarily.
It's not necessarily. It's not necessarily true.
Anything that you just did.
No, that's a whole fight between federal and state. But.
Okay, so Lamaisa, what was the
state?
Okay, so the Shiloh came to you.
It's also for her to put makeup on after she's already taken her bath and cleaned up.
Oh, so that's there's a couple of issues with that. Yeah, that's for sure.
Why would she do that?
Depending on the diabet, okay, right? Would it be the diabet okay if she did?
What happens if she went into the mikvah with makeup on? What would you say? I mean, if it ran, so she's going to have to go again.
But if I was still with my right women, if they can still be like,
depends what it looks like.
Yeah, but now we're talking to diabet.
Why does that matter? Why should that matter? According to Shulchan Aruch, it makes no difference. The Chachila, according to Shulchan Aruch, she can go in. So afterwards, b'dieved, why would it matter if it's running or not?
Yeah, l'chayla, that's what you would say, that if the Shulchan
Aruch told me to make shot was only because it's naughty, but if it's running, it's not naughty.
Hey, you have to take the
gap. No, it's got to make sure it runs, it's going to be a problem.
So if a woman called you afterwards and said the makeup didn't run, what would you tell her?
Depends where she is. She's in the mikvah, dog.
If I had not, when I was putting my kids to sleep, which was only semi-successful, had not seen the Rabbi Yasha says that she has to go again, and I would confidently say that she doesn't have to go again. In this
state, anyone know why you don't fall asleep, by the way?
Brings all the hot. This is like a hot safe. He went in the summer and
traveled around.
He wants to travel around chasing down to Doyle and Eretz Yisrael and just got their opinion on all sorts of controversial matters. Yeah, yeah. It's a very interesting thing.
Why? And the why he's running.
He brings the Mustahak Rabbi Yasha about it.
Even if he runs.
Rabbi Yasha kind of has a Kiddush. Rabbi Yasha says that if you're Makbir, Rabbi Yasha says anytime there's any sort of chatzitza, you got to go again because of the Ramah. since all women in the world are makbid because of the Ramah, to remove everything from a
mela,
that's called a makbid.
That's true.
Do you agree with
that? That's the
makbid because of halacha. Is that called makbid?
What do you mean? We talked about that about a ring.
The only reason you're makbid is because of halacha.
You said
really
that about a ring. That people take off, the only time people take off the rings to wash their hands because halacha. They think that they have
so
to.
But he brings it. Rabbi Yashin says that most women take things off because of the Ramah, the Mamela, that makes it that it's called Makbid.
So why is it Makbid? Because of Allah, that's the going to Chumrah, that's
the Ramah. Because of the Ramah, so that's Allah.
Yeah, but there's going to be Mikalasa, I mean.
What do you mean?
Well, the Ramah goes to Chumrah, right? But there's also those who go to Kula, so I mean, why?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but now he's saying now that the Velt,
the Velt was
also Makbid like the Ramah.
So
Allah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all because we got so from.
So Sfarim, if a Sfardi woman called you?
I don't know.
So how does it go? I hope not from the world.
Just come to show. It would be okay.
Oh, it would be okay. You'd say okay.
It would be okay. Chazal.
If a Sfardi woman what?
Sfardi woman asked, what would you say?
I think even the Bada Shulchan is make on this.
I didn't know if the Sfardi woman called
you. Yes.
The Sfardi one what?
If they're smart and they know the halacha, so they answer whether they're Sfardi or not.
No, I don't even know any Sfardi people.
What is also, what about on Yom Tov? Let's say a woman's going second night Yom Tov to the mikvah. Can she then put on makeup after doing the chafifa? Right, she does the chafifa at Rav Yom Tov. Right? So can she put on makeup then?
Because then it's going to be too late, you mean?
Later well, on. She already did the chafifa.
Right.
Oh. So the psalm is that they can.
Why?
Yeah, but they're doing the tefillah.
Right. Well, first of all, they can wash it off.
Mascara
l'chayra. Mi'ikra dunya. But they probably should not.
Wait, mascara is what?
They wash it off. Why can't they wash it off?
They could wash it off. With hot water too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could wash it off. But the psalm is that they could put on makeup.
Oh, they
want to
wash it off
because
you put it on.
No, the next day they wash it off. Right? Anything else? Anything else with makeup? Any other issues?
Push that sign.
I think we're makeup experts.
With like creams and stuff like that.
How do you turn mamish?
What about moisturizer?
It's hard if you feel it.
Any moisturizer?
You feel it.
What about moisturizer?
You can feel it.
Moisturizer.
You can feel it. No, if you have a pen mark on your hand, you can feel it from today to tomorrow. You're not going to know.
On what's it called?
Mascara, I imagine. Well, you can feel it.
Yeah, some kind of mascara.
What's it called? Like
I don't know. Can you feel
all
it?
Of those other things?
Let's see if you can feel it.
What about the powders that they put on?
That's not
moisturizer. Maybe the shadow.
Yeah, I don't think that stuff
would be wrong. It's
powder. It might be a problem.
Yeah, but I don't think
some of the water patch comes off at you. Run your finger.
I don't know. No, he's asking, can you put on moisturizer for the mikvah?
Mm-hmm. So that would be considered a chatzitza.
Well, I don't know. It's definitely not the wise thing to do. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing there. What's there? Once the moisturizer is in the skin, so it's in.
Right.
But Lamai says water doesn't.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Really come up before.
Why does it have to go into the skin? Why does it have to go into the skin?
Yeah, but it looks like sometimes you can put your finger there and. The
I know
water
you're
get wet.
I know what you're talking about, because the water doesn't stick to the hand.
By the way, it looks your hair, I think, is a chasidza at this point. No? I'm just looking at it.
Could you keep the pad? Because you have chasidza by mikvah and by Yom Kippur, no?
What?
Maybe we should make rachas too.
Yeah. Okay, Nikayan and Atilas Tikunayan, this is something that also comes up sometimes. Cleaning and taking off the fingernails. Yes, so no go on Nashim Lethal is to name Kadim Tefillah. The minute is that the women take off their.
That's all time on that one,
you gotta be real cheese.
I figured it out once, so.
Okay.
Women are not to take their Tefillah name before the tefillah. Oh, he says, I'm sorry, we put that hand in the footnote, I'm sorry, I'm going to ask. But he says, we're saying, I'm half you, listen, what's the Shabbos, like the Nia, does he eat for Be'er of Shabbos? No mascara on Be'er of Shabbos.
But it's only mascara, everything else is okay.
Yeah, everything else should be okay. Again, unless there's some sort of makeup.
Eat for Zed,
that's going to be,
It's blackening powder, it's a darken.
Yeah, so again, so no one else will leave us, you're in Kaidan Tila. Whether it's the fingernails of the hand or their feet. She has to cut the nail so that there's no way that any dirt will get stuck under there.
Why? Why can't she just clean the dirt out from underneath? That's just saying it keeps them possible.
She could. Well, that's why he says no guan notion. The minig is for them to cut. They don't have to cut the fingernails.
We'll get to that.
If they cut the same, they should cut them with a kli that's specific for that. The light the yad ibishinai, not with the hand, not with the teeth, so that it does a proper job. They should. What do you call that? Come on,
the brush thing.
Tasha means to rub it.
File.
I guess file would be to make it smooth.
Yeah, that's an us for. Don't you file your nails every Erev Shabbos?
Do I file? I don't think I file as tax.
Do you? How do you file your nails?
When I need money.
You said you file your nails.
I file my nails?
Indeed.
I said I found my nails.
Yes, you did, because you said that you didn't. If you cut them, you're afraid there might be pieces left over.
I don't file. I never said I file them. I wouldn't have known. I said I cut them. I don't cut them at Shabbos because.
You cut them in the order of the Shabbos?
No, I try to. I always forget.
It's very easy. You go once.
We also saw in Hilchot Shabbos, when we learned Hilchot Shabbos, we saw not to cut the fingers and the toenails on the same day. So what happens with this? We're low fever.
I thought that's only on the same day when it's Erev Shabbos.
Same day, Thursday.
Oh yeah, that sounds easy.
Yes, you do this, and you do the opposite. You do this.
It's a code after the Mishnah Berurah.
But didn't they say you should?
No, the shaila is to cut the toenails the day before the mikvah and the fingernails.
I remember what was the reason he said not to do both the same day.
There's a sticker that came out with all Kabbalistic things about. What was it called?
Okay, so that is what it's called. But this is not, again, let's get this straight. You don't have to make or I didn't cut the fingernails or the toenails before the mikvah.
No.
Became a minute because it's just easier.
Well, he says you have to cut it down far enough that nothing can get underneath, but my understanding is they cut it so that something like you can't see it from the other
That's
side.
That's what they call the shnah. I tell you what, there's two places that you could have dirt under the fingernail. If the dirt is under the fingernail when it sticks out from above the skin, then that's a problem. If it's dirt that's before the skin, then that dirt is not a problem. Right?
Mm.
So so when you hold it up like this, then you don't see the fingernails, then you know that.
So you were saying before when you were talking about moisturizer that water has to get into the skin. Nothing's getting into the nail.
Water's not getting into your nail.
Well,
you have a long nail?
No, I'm saying just like even on the top of the nail, water's not sticking out to your nail.
So what do you say?
I don't know, you were saying by moisturizing, you need the water
to... No, I just wonder if the water just rubs off. I don't know. Yeah.
The reason why God picked this for girls.
Yeah. There's a reason.
Men have to work, it takes 3 days, the women, money.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Okay, Memvav, footnote Memvav, Shulchan Aruch, Mashakosav, Shom Nogo, Ano Shom Lito, Tzipanim, Bishas Tvila, that the minig is to cut the nails, Bishas Tvila, Nira the love tafkahu. Don't laugh, right? Elakavana is a kaidim tefillah. Right? Says the Shulchan Aruch says that the minig is to cut the nails b'shas tefillah. So he's here entertaining a Havamita. You think that they cut their nails in the mikvah?
It's not his fault. He lives in Lakewood, and people there actually would think these things.
Okay, let's not try and listen to her on a whole town.
I don't know where he lives.
Anyway, so he's saying the Shas people, Chas V'Shalom, and I'm saying they obviously, I'm sure there's a stickle thread out there to be mantra. But he's saying it means before Tefillah. It means before Tefillah.
For the Shulchan Aruch, you use that lesson on anything else, the preparations of it?
Shas?
Yeah. I don't know.
The Chain, who the Hedge of the Smag, Shehu, the Beis Yosef, Chekos V'Chok Masada. This is an interesting din. Right, manicure. They just don't want to cut them before the tefillah. If you're going to come to be machmir on them, they might come chas v'shalom to michshol. They're not going to go to the mikvah. A lady wants to go grow her fingernails long, and she pursued life and doesn't want to cut them to go to the mikvah.
Okay.
So what do you do? From my understanding, is you would be maker. There was a mitzvah in Brooklyn. I think two ladies told their husbands they were going to the mikvah. I guess the husbands weren't too learned. And they left the house for a space, an hour, whatever it is, came back and said they went, and they didn't go because they didn't want.
They said this over last day.
This was an issue.
It was why?
Safer. Here at Safer, they had this problem. Women were doing
smocks,
the line was around the corner or whatever, the whole thing. They had made a rule here at Safer. When you got to the mikvah, you had to bring a card that you got validated that you had to bring back to your husband to show.
Oh my God.
You said this over last week.
The whole long line.
I remember this years ago.
How did they find out?
How did they find out?
Two women, in my son Brooklyn, only two women didn't go to the mikvah. How have
I? Said it was more people.
No, only because they didn't want the manicure, that's why.
How did they? Maybe the husband went to Shaiba Mimshir and heard, they got to cut the nails before the mikvah. Right? And his wife's nails were this long. So, hey, what mikvah are you going to? Right.
I don't understand. So why didn't they go to the mikvah and they just didn't cut the nails?
Sure.
The mikvah lady would yell at her?
That. Yeah.
Who?
Do you have a chiv to divorce her or something?
Yeah.
Chiv to what?
Do you have a chiv to divorce your wife? She's
I'm not sure.
A chiv to divorce?
Also, if she burns chillin', no?
Like, did you say there's a chiv to divorce her?
I still don't understand. Why
would I?
You're a chiv to.
I don't know if there's a chiv.
You can't work it out.
You're allowed to.
I don't understand things. Why would a woman do that? Why just go to the Z to their husband? You don't have to cut your nails.
She promises that they didn't know that. They weren't aware of that. Also, the same thing. Now, what about if the woman
has to educate the women?
Same as she goes with the makeup. Let's say a woman, right?
Okay, sure, it's moral. It's even moral.
There's a lot of
it'll go for anything. That's right. As long as it's not rope women and it's not rope of her body. She's not mocking on, it's not rope of her body.
Yeah, just imagine somebody who's not so rope and then you tell her she's got to go Friday night, but then. She's not going to have any makeup on.
Where do you sit? Where do you draw the line? That she'll say, I don't want to do this. I'm not going to go to the mikvah.
No,
because the next day. You guys can't grow them back.
No, it's just a mimic. Nothing else is just a mimic. Again, you have to make sure that your nails are clean.
She never has reason to
say, you have to make sure the nails are clean.
It's fine, but as far as growing them back, it don't work that way.
The reason they're not hydrated and regular in Israel is because there's so many people who wouldn't keep the hakshar. They had to be really, mahudr with the kasher. So they have regular hakshar, which goes on all the coolers or whatever.
So that people can actually kosher.
So that somewhat kosher for.
Why is shalat makeup during? You may need to.
That's a good idea. Let's give in to people so we can teach children the wrong thing.
She shouldn't discuss her husband.
The opposite,
huh? Really, we shouldn't be allowed to wear.
The opposite.
I make my wife wear a burqa.
Look at Memches, because you brought it up, Memches.
For
Hagoyin Baal Igris Moshe, Vayim Chachos Adam, Masha'im Rimat Noshim, Deim Yagdiya Yoda Negdo, Umestako Bekaf Hayad, Vyashu Liris Tziporan Shaper Domi. Right, that's what he said. If she picks up her hand and she looks at her palm and she can't see her nails, then that's good enough. zel dafke bedi evan al chatzila tzicha lakas kala tzivar v'ayfen shalei esha she yachnis o she yikani sham lichluch v'kana. Right? So that's bedi evan. But the chatzila, she's got the nails all over there.
Oh, she has a hangnail.
Oh, hangnail.
How about that skin? All the dead skin running out.
She's got to shut that off.
What is it?
Don't let it come off.
So didn't you tell me that there's a boy in Yeshiva, who everyone was with, that said that where he comes from, they used to make her go into a different house?
Sometimes they do, man.
Who cooks supper? Who cooks? What do you do to eat? What do you do to eat, though?
Does he discuss
that? You should cook over there and send it over?
You should, because that's a...
How do you eat?
Can I just ask you how you...
We'll figure out what we're doing next week.
Can you just tell me how you...